And now this is a dictation for Marie, M-A-R-E, Dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R, December 1843, addresses a letter to Mrs. Kaelin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mrs. Dancer with advanced renal failure. Last visit was in December, comes accompanied with family member in person. She's being admitted to the hospital with falls, compression fractures, previously L2, L4, recently L1, L3. Just released from nursing home about 8 days ago. She's hard of hearing, uses a walker. Appetite improving, denies vomiting dysphagia, has constipation on treatment, no bleeding, some burning in the urine but no cloudiness of blood. Minor edema, no ulcers, has been evaluated twice for chest pain in the emergency room, negative for myocardial infarction. Minor dyspneal activity, not at rest, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. She was at nursing home in Mount Pleasant as well as St. Louis Schneps. There are plans to do a bone density test. I review all records available from recent admission to the hospital. Next paragraph, present medications, a low dose of Lasix 20 milligrams on nitrates Norvasc. Short long-acting insulin, cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Hydralazine was added, but family member does not know the dose. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 172/58 on the right side, hard of hearing but pleasant, no gross respiratory distress, no localized valvulitis, no pleural effusion consolidation, prior bypass surgery, appears to be regular, has a loud aortic systolic murmur, no major radiation to the neck arteries, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, masses, or pain. I don't see much of edema, some bruises, some muscle wasting, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in June, anemia 12.4, normal platelet count, elevated glucose 180s, creatinine at baseline 1.4 for a GFR 36 stage 3B, low sodium 136, low potassium 3.1, normal bicarbonate 27, normal albumin calcium, elevated alkaline phosphatase AST, ALT, but normal bilirubin, A1C diabetes at 7.1, normal TSH, normal vitamin D25, normal magnesium. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, CKD in stage 3B, which appears stable over time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, nothing to suggest pulmonary edema. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stents. Next number, aortic stenosis. Next number, congestive heart failure diastolic type. Next number, hypertension. Which is still not well controlled. They need to update medications. I will increase it accordingly. I cannot rule out renal artery stenosis given the vascular disease, heart and carotids with prior stenting and peripheral vascular disease. Next number, depression, anxiety. Next number, decreased hearing. Next number, prior smoker. We will adjust medications once they share blood pressure from home and we have the real medication she's taking at home, continue chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 4 months, end of dictation